you know, there's some people that are gifted in the area of finances. They seemingly have this gift of being able to take something and turn it into more, mm-hmm. you know. It just comes natural. And to be wise stewards of what's been entrusted to them. And I don't think they really have to work real hard at it. They just are good stewards. The rest of us have to work hard, and we have to learn. And I just feel like so far behind the eight ball on this. But I will say, Mary and I just came to see you a week ago Saturday for, I don't know, second or third time this year. Mm-hmm. You've been handling our finances now for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. So you gave us our end of the year report. You were like, hey, look at where we are today versus last year. Mm-hmm. And I just want to say there was a significant increase mm-hmm. in our, you know, total, what do you call it, wealth?
Net worth. Yep.
It, you know, the phrase Elon Musk-like comes to mind, but not quite. We're not quite there yet. Right. What are you laughing at? No, but I mean, really a significant turnaround. And we came to you debt-free, so it wasn't mm-hmm. like, it wasn't like we were wallowing in debt. Mary and I had already done a lot of work over 10 years to get debt free and the whole thing. But just, you know, putting our house into a trust and the whole thing, it was amazing.
Mm-hmm. We just sharpened the saw a little.
Yeah. You know, you do a good job of sharpening the saw. The other thing is that the Zach man, do you have any headphones over there? I don't see any. All right. Maybe we can grab some during the next commercial break. But Zach and Missy are also clients of yours. So we share that in common, and I guess they're coming to see you soon. But the point is, I'm not afraid to admit I need help in these areas. Mm-hmm. And I said at the outset, you know, as you were getting ready to come on the air here, that you make a mistake, depending on the size of your estate or whatever. It could be thousands, could be hundreds of thousands, mm-hmm. probably could be millions for some people.
For some people, yeah. Depends if there's businesses involved, the complexity, prior marriages, there's a whole lot. If you think of an onion and trying to peel an onion layer by layer, when we get into estate planning, there's the IRS involved, there's family involved, there's money involved, there's insurances involved, there's state laws involved, there's probate court. Like, it's a lot that we have to peel back, and it just depends on your situation and what we're trying to achieve. So like, if someone came to me and said, I'm a business owner, I don't have an estate plan, help me do my will, maybe I need a trust, like, there could be 20 different roads we go down to get mm-hmm. you to the solution that we're trying to achieve for your family. And it just depends on a lot of things, like, well, is the family going to take over the business? Are they going to, do they need to have borrowing power? What are their plans for the business? What are their personal situations? Are they married? Are they not? Are they divorced? Do they have children? Like, all of those things, you know, are part of the decision processing of the right way to do whatever paperwork needs to be done for your family.
Yeah, and I hear you often, like, I'll be telling a story and you'll stop me and go, well, did they do this? Did they do that? And I'm like, well, I'm not sure.
I
but
it's like the restaurant. I can't help myself.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and one of the things I hear a lot from people is, yeah, you know, I don't know much about financial planning, but one of these days we're going to get a will together. And I'll go, wait, you don't have a will?
Yeah.
And I don't want to be like, I'm Mr. Know-it-all because I know virtually nothing, but I know that you better have a will. And
that's,
and then,
like, basic. That's like bare minimum. We actually call it, so the basic will in New York, we actually call it a poor man's will.
Really?
If that kind of helps, like, visualize it for you, because a will is not enough in today's world, especially if you own a property or a house or a business or anything like that. A will is too basic. It's not, it'll cost your family thousands if you don't do it right.
Okay. So let's just say for a minute, I don't even know how to word this.
That's right.
It's in my own language. But a single person could stand to, I mean, if you die and mm-hmm. where does your money go if you're single and you didn't have a will?
Without a will? Yeah. So without a will, your family, someone from your family has to go to probate court and they have to file an estate affidavit. They have to hire an estate attorney. If you owned a property, you have to have an estate attorney and file an estate in probate court. If you don't own a property, then the probate court is going to decide how your assets are split. Typically in New York, it's half. It depends on who's living. So if you're single, no children, no spouse, mm-hmm. half would go to your siblings and half would go to your parents. After all the attorney fees, probate, court costs.
Oh, there's fees involved?
Oh, yes. Even without a property, we're talking thousands. Yeah.
Wow.
But if we had a will and we title things properly and or trust, then we avoid all of that cost and time. And the court will freeze those assets for 8 to 9 months. and they make it public. So if you're a single person and you pass away and you don't have your estate planning done, your assets are going to be made public because they're going to put it out there, the court, to say, are there any creditors? You have 8 months to collect from this estate. Mm. And then, so anyone you owe money to now is a free for all, right? They can go to the court, they can collect.
Can they lie about it?
No, they have to prove it. Yeah. Okay. And then in the ninth month, then you can pay an attorney to go back to court and say, okay, now I want to close the estate. And then the judge will approve it to be closed and how it has to be paid out. But it's expensive. That's an expensive, timely process.
It sounds like an expensive mess.
It is. And it's not fun for the poor person that has to process your estate.
Okay, back to the question I didn't know how to ask the right way. Yeah. So there's the single person, and we won't go all the way up the ladder. But that's my point is that it becomes more complicated and potentially more dangerous if you're married, if you're married with kids, if you're married with kids and own a business. Mm-hmm. And what about
a previous marriage is even more complicated.
So if you're married and you have a child from a previous marriage, yes, or just the fact you had a previous marriage?
If you had a child from a previous marriage and you want to provide for them, it's a whole other level of estate planning that is so important. We kind of chuckle in the background in the office that in divorces, most men don't change their beneficiaries. It's a fact. So a lot of times the ex-spouse is a beneficiary on insurances or group benefits, things like that. But also too that the basic planning and what I see come out of a lot of local law firms is they don't plan for the child from the previous marriage. They may say, and I see it happen so much, it breaks my heart. This is one of my pet peeves with estate planning is that like if you have a husband and wife and they have children and let's say the husband had a child from a previous marriage, if you don't specifically plan for that child from the previous marriage, there is no control if the husband passes away that second wife is going to provide or leave anything for that child from the previous marriage. Not that they're malicious or anything like that, but just naturally think about, let's say you have a daughter and you help her through college and then you help her with her wedding and then you want to help her, you know, buy her first house. Then you help her raise the grandchild. Like, are you that close to the child from the previous marriage? And are you giving them the same amount of just naturally, right? Mm-hmm. Providing for. So we like to put that in writing so that like, let's just say I'm just using the dad as an example. It could be the other way around, right? What does the dad want to make sure that child from the previous marriage gets at what point? At his death, at the second death, over time, at what age? Like, those are all the questions and things that we'll talk through and plan for. And sometimes we'll do like an offshoot. We'll do like a separate trust just for that person. You know, that child could be an adult, right?
Yep.
And maybe we want to provide for their children, for their grandchildren. So we may do a separate trust for them and fund it separately so that it can't be penetrated or broken down the road by another party.
Okay. Do you realize how many variables you just talked about?
No.
And we've only talked about a will so far.
Yeah.
And here's another aspect. And I know I told the story before, but I think it bears repeating. Mm-hmm. That when Mary and I came to see you, you know, we realized that we needed to update our will. Mm-hmm. We had a will. And it had been filled out not that long ago. Mm-hmm. But one thing, I think it was about 10 years ago, we've always had a will. I mean, we got one the minute we were married or whatever. We got one and we included any kids we have, you know. And then I think we updated it when all three of our kids, and we knew that we were going to have three kids and that was it. Okay, so, but then we forgot about changing it when the grandkids came along.
Yeah.
So, you know, somewhere in there was this clause, like if you and your spouse and your three kids happen to be together and a meteor hits your house, you know, because stuff happens,
right?
And you're just gone, okay, then who gets what? And so I had it go to a different family member who lives out of state.
Yep.
And I just said, you know, that's what we'll do. We'll just provide for that individual because they're kind of in a rough spot and maybe they could use our estate, right? But the fact is, then we had grandkids.
Yeah.
And when we came and looked at the will situation, it was like, oh, this definitely needs to be updated because our grandkids are going to come before some extended member of the family.
Yep. And you had old, like, executors and powers and backup people to make medical decisions were very dated. That usually you don't have to change. It depends on the situation. Like, depends how your will's written. Sometimes you don't have to change it. Sometimes it'll include future grandchildren and things like that. But the way yours was particularly written, it wasn't going to, and it was accounting others and, you know, extended family.
Right.
So we have to read these things. So they don't always need to be updated, but bring them in. Let us read it. We'll talk through it together and see if it does need to be updated.
Yeah. Anyway, so, and we're still just talking about wills. Like, my point is, please, if, you know, I mean, Katie's here in the U.S. If you have similar kinds of questions in Canada, we definitely urge you to call Caesar Lauper. He's a trusted advertising partner, friend, ministry partner. He's been with us for years. He can answer all of these same kinds of things for all of you living north of the border. Mm-hmm. It, but if you're here in the U.S., it's Katie Weibel. And we want you to go to see Katie. Zach and Missy own a variety of rental properties. They have that business, so to speak. And, you know, so, I mean, their situation's way more complicated than Mary mm-hmm. and I. But they've entrusted their financial future to you to say, look, can you help us organize this? Because the government rules change and the government says they if do. You own property or you have more kids or whatever the variables could be, they're constantly changing. And if you're not up to date with it and something happens, it's going to cost you.
Yeah.
And that's why you're so important. Go
ahead. You can pay a little bit now, right? And it might hurt the pocketbook for a minute. Or your family can pay a whole lot later.
Mm-hmm.
And so what is more important to you?
Wait a minute.
Right? Like,
hang on. The government would never set it up so that they could take a whole lot later, right? Would they?
Never.
Come on. Katie, that's unbelievable. I want to ask you that question about the business, but sure. I want to get to the phones here. And if you've got any question, any comment, you're welcome to join us by calling 800-684-2848, 800-684-2848. But you can also text a question or comment to the Anderson's toll-free text line. Anderson's Frozen Custard bringing us mm-hmm. the toll-free text line. And so that's a toll-free text line for the U.S. or Canada, 716-883-5000. And remember, Anderson's gift cards make great stocking stuffers.
Oh, they were my favorite place to hang out as a teenager.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, the text line 716-883-5000 or call 800-684-2848. Steve in Middleport, not sure where that is, but it's somewhere between like Lockport and Rochester, right? Steve, I'm not sure.
Yeah. Between Lockport and Medina, actually.
Lockport and Medina. All right. Well, welcome to NBL. Steve, you had a question. Katie Weibel's with us. She's got an answer, I'm sure.
Oh, thanks.
Well, great, Katie. I'm excited to ask this question. I've asked it of my financial planner and my insurance agents in the past. But we believe, unlike Neil, apparently, that the Lord's coming again really soon.
Okay.
Probably not going to be here 100 years, but, you know, who knows.
Right.
We're not going to know
the day of the hour, but... But the question that I have is that in an estate plan, fortunately, I have 7 children, all of them are saved, I have 13 grandchildren, and we think they're all saved, you know, all that kind of stuff. But so if the Lord comes soon, if the rapture occurs, and we're all gone, what happens? You know, you can have all this estate planning in the event of a death. But what if we're raptured out of here? There's no death. There's no death certificate, insurance proceeds, you know, estate plan. What happens, number one? And number two, is there a way, do you think, that we could, you know, kind of creatively leave a post-rapture message to those that may be left behind?
I bet you've never had this question before.
I have.
Not the post-rapture
post-rapture message that I love, but I have had this question many times.
Okay, all right, Steve.
Yeah,
great question.
Hang on,
don't go away.
First, how blessed are you? 7 children and 13 grandchildren.
Yeah,
I love that.
Wow.
That's amazing. And you're absolutely right. And how lucky could we be, right? If the rapture was right now.
Hallelujah.
Yep. So, and I always joke, and it's true, but like, man plans and God laughs, right? So, but it is important that we are doing what we can do in case that doesn't happen. So we're doing the best we can with the information and the time that we do have. What happens after the rapture, who cares, right? We're not going to be here. So, but I love the post-rapture message. And I think, you know, sharing with our next generations and putting our messages and our testimonies and our experiences in writing for others to hear or read is super important. And I absolutely love that. I think we should make that part of our estate plan, like a message to leave with your paperwork.
That's amazing.
Right?
Amazing. Yeah.
Like I think of like my own testimony, the things I've been through and what I could say and pass on. And And could that help someone else?
I know how I'm going to start mine. It's going to say, you're probably wondering where I am right now. You know, but so, Steve, what did you have in mind? Like,
yeah.
Leave your testimony or just a, hey, I think we got raptured. And, you know, according to the scripture, you know, we're with Jesus. Would it be brief or would it include details or what are you envisioning?
You know, I think it would be have to include details. I think it would have to include, you know, perhaps direction to some printed material that we may have mm-hmm. and can leave in a certain place or leave with someone, I suppose. I don't know that I use professionals that wouldn't be gone as well. But, you know, we believe that the world will collapse. Clearly, we'll go to a one-world government, a one-world economy, and they're going to just kind of take everything anyway. So I'm not sure that there's going to be financial stuff left, so to speak, but certainly some sort of messaging, if it's even possible or feasible, to those that, family members that may be left behind, or even non-family members, who knows? Hmm.
You know, he asked a different, he mentioned as well, though, the death certificate issue.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when people disappear, at some point, they issue a death certificate,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's usually a year.
A year, okay.
Depending.
So, I mean, let's say it's a year or whatever, you know, happens after that. You know, so what would happen? Can you write something into the will that says, hey, look, if, you know, my spouse and my 7 kids and 13 grandchildren are for whatever reason not here,
mm-hmm.
then we'd like everything to go to... You know, the YMCA. I'm just throwing it.
Or your ministry. Yeah, absolutely.
But hopefully the ministry has also been emptied.
Right?
Right? I mean, you don't know. And we don't want to say that we think that everybody that's associated with a church or ministry knows the Lord. I don't think that's true. But if you had someone or something in mind that you wanted to provide for,
we
could put it in there, right?
A catastrophic clause. And we do that, especially with bigger estates. We do that. That's a big conversation we have.
Yeah. I mean, Steve, I'm not trying to be crass in any way, but I think, you know, I've always believed that one of the great surprises will be who might be left afterwards that we thought shouldn't be here,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I hope that I'm not around to find out,
me too.
Right? My prayer is, and my hope is in being with Jesus, but you read books like, was it This Present Darkness or Piercing the Darkness and whatever, and I mean, I think not everybody, Jesus said, not everybody says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. But he who does the will of my Father in heaven. And I just think the point is that there's a lot of people who attend church that think they're believers. And, you know, what actually makes somebody a believer? Well, somebody who's fully yielded their life to Christ, who has put their faith and trust in him and him alone. And there's people that are more or less, they're trying to be faithful. They're trying to be, quote, religious, but they haven't fully yielded their life to Christ. Mm-hmm. They haven't been born again.
Right?
They're religious, but they haven't been born again. And those are the words Jesus used, not me. So anyway, Steve, I'm pretty sure that you would understand what I'm talking about there, but the one part I would gently push back on is like, let's really, really make sure that everybody we know and love in our sphere of influence knows the Lord, because one day it could all be too late. So,
and think about wills, money, insurance, like all of this is all worldly materials, right?
Right.
We're just trying to follow the rules and put things in place to help our next generations while they're here in the world. But when we're not in the worldly things don't matter.
Yeah, they don't matter at all.
Yeah.
Anyway, Steve, very thought-provoking.
Yeah,
great
it.
Question, man. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thanks for the creative answer. I agree with you. I think that... potentially, we're all surprised. You know, we need to live for the Lord each and every day. And probably a better answer would be ideally I would be able to give it all away
mm-hmm.
Before the rapture of the church, you know. But, you know, we have to be fiscally responsible. We have to be good stewards. And, you know, I've often asked the question, Neil, of how far off does your doctrine have to be not to go in the rapture? I ask that question of a lot of people. And I don't know that we're to know that answer, but certainly, you know, we want, particularly if we have some relationship or even if it's a family member that isn't saved, you know, we want them to know why we're gone, you know, where we went, you know, and like you say,
amen.
First of all, they're going to want to know where the heck we went. And, you know, it would be nice to be able to leave that messaging somehow. And if an estate planning vehicle provides that opportunity to tell folks that may be left behind, you know, what went on and, you know, warn them not to take the mark of the beast and, you know, all those kinds of things, you know, we can get pretty in-depth, I think, with that type of, you know, post-rapture messaging. But, you know, it's kind of cool to think about at least and maybe plan. Who knows?
Yeah, and I would also say, just listening to what you're saying, and we're nodding our heads in agreement here, but I would also add, I think it'd be really great if everyone in our sphere of influence was not surprised by what happened because they already knew. We told them this is what we were expecting and lovingly said, you know, and we want you to be there with us. We want you to be gone as well. But if by chance you're here, then that's where we went. And if you want details, my will has instructed that we left information for you, you know, at some place or in a postal box or whatever they call those things, post office box, you know, but that the point is that they would be able to get the details they need to pursue Jesus. But hopefully we're living lives in such a way that mm-hmm. no one would be surprised by what we've already told them is going to happen. Yeah, it's interesting. Real quick, Steve, Zach pointed out to me, I didn't realize this, and I don't think I've officially, maybe I've talked with you on the air before, I'm not 100% sure, but Zach mentioned that Steve is one of his ministry partners on the weekend on the Breakfast Blend.
Awesome.
So, and what's the name of the business? You actually own several pharmacies or something?
Yes. And we actually spoke last week, week before you interviewed me. I was in Uganda on a mission trip with Pastor Mike Torrey.
You're right. You're right.
And
I meant like
we talked then, but yeah, we.
I meant
we
live calling during MBL. That's what I meant.
So there you go. Well, it's a blessing. Interesting topic today, and God bless you all. We'll hope that everyone gets in the ark in these last days for sure.
Hallelujah.
Amen,
Steve, thank you.
Yes.
So, Zach, Steve is one of your newer ministry partners.
Yeah, on the Breakfast Blend, Saturday mornings. And there's, like you said, there's seven different locations. They all have their own name, their own website. So it's kind of hard to keep track of in my own brain, let alone to say it and rattle it off, you know, off the cuff. But you can just go to WDCXradio.com and click on the Breakfast Blend tab. And
yes.
You can find all those right there.
So if you're not a big fan of huge corporate, you know, pharmacies and you mm-hmm. want a hometown pharmacy where the pharmacist knows your name and knows your situation and all that, Steve is the owner of seven local pharmacies in the Western New York area. And I don't know, Middleport might actually be one of the locations.
It's their flagship, yep. He lives out that way.
Okay, well, that's why he was calling from Middleport. Nice. But the list is available where? On the Breakfast Blend page?
Yep, if you just click on the banner for the Breakfast Blend on our website, you can find all those right there.
All right, go to WDCXradio.com, click on the banner for the Breakfast Blend, and you'll get all that info. What?
You want to hear a really funny rapture story?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, I'll try to be really fast. And so when I first got married, I'm trying to find the most appropriate way to say this.
Careful, Katie.
Here we go. Yeah.
So when I first got married, M&T had moved us down to Delaware. So we were living down there, and we were living in the middle of a cornfield, like literally, like you had to drive 20 minutes to the nearest like store. Like we would take a cooler to go grocery shopping. Like it was that remote. And I'm young and, you know. And we had gone away for the weekend to visit some family, and then we had come back, and I think we had some vacation days, and it was like 105 degrees and 100% humidity. Like, going from Buffalo to there, we bought a house with no air conditioning because we had no idea. We didn't need air conditioning in Buffalo, right? Mm-hmm. And so we basically bought this unit that we could afford at Lowe's, and we hid in the bedroom for like 3 days because it was so hot, like you couldn't even breathe. So one day we have a knock at the door. And we go out in the neighbor, and he was like, I was so worried about you. And we're like, what are you talking about? He's like, I thought the rapture came and you guys were gone because we hadn't left the bedroom or the house in like 4 days because of the heat. So I just thought that was funny. And I'm like, at that time, you know, I was like, what's the rapture? And so I learned a whole lot really fast.
Well, I heard about it a lot as a kid because we grew up in a church that was teaching about the second coming of Jesus and, you know, theologically, there's a difference between the rapture and the second coming because the rapture is that we're caught up together with the Lord in the air. Later, during the second coming, his feet hit planet Earth. Mm-hmm. And he literally, you know, touches down again. But yeah, Hal Lindsey, who I think just went home to be with the Lord, wrote the book, The Late Great Planet Earth.
I've never heard of that.
Hal is with the Lord. I mean, this is from the 1960s and 70s.
Okay.
But it was a famous book Late Great Planet Earth. And there was a movie that accompanied it. At the beginning of the movie, a guy's cutting the lawn, and you just see him going back and forth. Another guy's shaving in the bathroom. And then all of a sudden, poof, the lawnmower is just running on the front lawn. It's not moving, but it's just sitting there running. The electric razor is buzzing in the sink. He's gone. And it's like, what happened to these people? And then there, in news reports, billions of people disappeared. Where'd they go? Well, as a kid, I was terrified. You know, oh my goodness, you know, people are just going to disappear. Well, then I learned that scripturally speaking, if we're in Christ, we're going to be with Jesus.
Right.
We don't have to worry about where that is. We're going to spend eternity with him. And so I was like, I don't know, 10 years old or something. I came home. You're supposed to be home when the street lights come on.
Yep.
My dad wasn't around. My sister wasn't there. I get home and I'm like, hey, mom, you know, well, you got any snacks or something? I don't know what I said. I walked in the door. It was summertime. And she's not there. But there was water boiling on the stove. And my heart began to pound.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, no. Hey, mom, you know, where's mom? She's not around. I knew my dad wasn't home, so I wasn't worried about, like, why I couldn't find him. I just, where's mom? Why would she leave water boiling on the stove? So I got out the church directory.
Oh, boy.
And I called the pastor. I called his house, and he actually answered the phone. And so I quick hung up. I didn't say who it was. You couldn't trace it back then. I just quick hung up, and I thought, we're good. I think we're good. And then my mom walked in, and she had gone to borrow a cup of sugar from the neighbor or something.
But because the pastor answered it, so there was
What a big surprise it would have been if he was still around, right?
Right.
Yeah. Anyway.
But that neighbor was the one. So I had grown up Catholic, right? And so that neighbor was the one who invited us to his church, which was a Southern Baptist church. So you want to talk about, like, major difference. But I learned so much in that 10 years living down there. And then that's what led me to become Christian and get saved. And so we always joke about our little rapture joke.
Katie in a cornfield. That's an interesting... Interesting mind picture right there. All right. Well, listen, Katie Weibel is a financial expert. And by the way, she works with many, many clients. Mary and I happen to be clients of hers. Zach and Missy are as well. But she's working with a lot of WDCX listeners and a lot of others. And one thing real quick before the break. You offer, like, do you call it a discovery call?
Yeah. So we always say sign up on our website or shoot us an email. We'll schedule a discovery call. It's just a quick 10-minute phone call. Just you and I call you directly. And we talk a little bit about what are you trying to achieve and where are you to make sure that, you know, so I can let you know the process, make sure we're a right fit. And then from there, we'll schedule a strategy session. And when you come from the radio from WGCX, we don't charge you for that first session. So that is a 60 to 90 minute session, depending on how long we need, where we sit down and go over all of your, where you are and where you're trying to get to. So at the end of that, I can send you a whole summary email, or some people want it mailed, but here's where we are. Here's where we need to get to. Here's how we're going to work on it together. Here's the time it would take, what it would cost, and the work that would have to be done to get there on both sides, because I give a lot of homework. So,
and I can imagine just knowing you, because I've been in that strategy session.
Yep.
Let's say you're somebody sitting there and you're talking and you're like, okay, let me, you know, let me see your bank account or whatever. You know, like, let's just take a look at where you're at. And you're talking and they say, you know, and man, our small business hasn't done real well this year. And you're like, you have a business?
Yeah.
Because all of a sudden, boom, things
whole
change.
Other book. Yep.
Whole nother ball game, right? What do you mean business? And what do you do? And but that's the point. And then you say, well, have you considered this, that, and the other thing? Have you thought about the implications of X, Y, and Z? Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, I didn't even know about that. Well, that's an area where I think it could be helpful to you, but it's up to you. There's still no obligation.
Correct.
And at the end, you provide people with a written report to say, here's what I see, here's where you're at, here's what I think you need to consider. And if it's with me, great. If not, talk to somebody else. But either way, these are some things you better be looking at that are going to be important in the future.
Yep.
Could cost you hundreds of thousands. Again, the size of the estate could be millions. Who knows?
Yeah.
But don't make those mistakes. Connect with Katie Weibel of Haven Financial Planning. She's in studio with us. If you have a question you want to ask, call us at 800-684-2848. In the greater Buffalo area, you could just dial direct 883-5000. But if you want to text the toll-free text line, it's 716-883-5000. Any question or comment is welcome. It's our Anderson's toll-free text line. Did I mention earlier that it's peppermint custard all month long?
No.
No matter what the flavor of the day is at Anderson's, all the month of December, it's peppermint. They have that as well as chocolate and vanilla and whatever the flavor is.
Oh, that sounds
plus
so good.
Peppermint. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
100%.
Anyway. Anderson's toll-free text line, 6 locations in Western New York. Text us at 716-883-5000 or call right now, 800-684-2848. More with Katie Weibel of Haven Financial Planning. And, you know, there's a lot of people that are overspending at Christmas time. We want to touch on that as well before the day is through. We'll be back with more in just a moment. Today's program brought to you by Cornerstone Bookshop, 89 Finch Avenue West in North York, Ontario.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. There is still plenty of time to get all your shopping done at Cornerstone Bookshop's annual Christmas sale going on now. Find something for everyone on your list with great savings. Right now, every Bible at Cornerstone Bookshop is on sale, with many translations for you to choose from. Their children's section is stocked with Christmas books, games, and devotionals on sale. They have unique gift items that you won't find anywhere else, like beautiful Christian wall art starting at $9.99, stainless steel water bottles with scripture verses for $24.99, and inspirational keychains starting at $4.99. The friendly staff at Cornerstone would love to help you find the perfect gifts for everyone on your list. Stop into Cornerstone Bookshop's annual Christmas sale going on now, 89 Finch Avenue, 2 lights west of Yonge Street in North York, Ontario. Or visit WDCXradio.com, click on Advertisers, then Cornerstone Bookshop. A wonderful shopping experience with great savings awaits at Cornerstone Bookshop.
The annual family Christmas party. When you were little, you got to run around with your cousins and hear Grandma and Grandpa tell Christmas stories. Your funny uncle always had a good joke, and the spread of food was incredible. Now, it's great to catch up with family that you haven't seen in forever. These gatherings are woven into the fabric of who you are, and you can't wait for this year's party. The only problem is that it's never at your house. You just don't have the room for all those people. Yet. All you need is a good plan and a good team to change that. Juliet Homes can take care of both. There's a lot of time before next year's Christmas party, and now's the perfect time to start taking steps towards that addition. The Juliet team has finished countless projects that are absolutely stunning. Prepare your home to be the site for next year's Christmas party. Juliet Homes, 416-858-1773. Or fill out the submission form on their client page at WDCXradio.com under Advertisers. Merry Christmas to you and your family from Juliet Homes.
Is my mortgage saving me money right now?
Well, that depends. The Bank of Canada has lowered rates several times, but if you have a fixed rate mortgage, then those reductions don't affect you.
So what are the two kinds of variable rate mortgage?
An ARM, adjustable rate mortgage, changes your payments when the prime rate moves. On the other hand, a VRM, variable rate mortgage, maintains fixed payments despite changes in the prime rate. How does that affect you? All of the details can be hard to grasp at first. Let Rodney Shunker of Kingdom Mortgages walk you through it during a free consultation. Rodney can help you make the best decision for a purchase or refinance. Give him a call at 416-697-6423. Or go to the Kingdom Mortgages client page on WDCXradio.com under Advertisers. Seek a solution and receive sound advice from Ontario's award-winning mortgage brokerage team, Kingdom Mortgages. Mortgage license 13608.
Find me a verse in the Bible that says our righteousness has anything whatsoever to do with our good works. Philippians 3:9 says, my righteousness and yours do not come from our effort to obey the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ alone.
Yeah, period.
Absolutely.
Mic drop. Walk out of the room, right? Our righteousness is not found in our works, but in the righteousness of Christ.
100%.
All right, so I was going to ask you something like 20 minutes ago, and I forgot what it was.
I remember.
You do?
I do, yeah.
She's right on it, ladies and gentlemen. What was I going to ask you?
It's the caffeine, no.
Okay.
So you had brought up, you know, businesses and helping business owners and things like that. So
yes.
We've had this actually multiple times over the last few years, but, you know, when you own a small business, it's a whole nother beast and that most people don't understand unless you've done it, but... a lot of people, I've had a lot of older gentlemen, you know, through COVID and stuff, because that was a huge impact to small business. They were just like, oh, I'm done. I'm just going to retire. I'm going to call it a day. And that's going to be it. And we're like, well, wait a minute. You know, there's a value in your business, even if you don't own a building. Like, there's an old school thought of, if I own a building or if I own all this product, it has a value, right? But that's not necessarily true. So the business itself can have a value, and it depends on the industry. It depends on how much staff you have, their tenure. A lot of things calculate into what that's worth, but it's worth a pause for a minute to say, okay, could I sell it? Is it worth selling? Is someone in the family want to take it over? Do the employees want to take it over? Do I want to sell it on the open market? Do I want this to be a legacy or not? So those are all things we can help you with. We have various different ways to do it. And it just, like I said, it depends on the different industry and things like that, but it's worth the conversation to have. And of course, the earlier we do it, the better, just like any financial planning, right? But like a lot of times people will think, oh, it's not worth anything. I'm just going to close shop and call it a day. I'm retired, right?
And that's when you told me a story about this one guy. Okay, one of many, but tell me what happened with that one guy.
Yeah, so the one guy was like, you know what, I've been doing this for 35 years. I'm great. I've had a good life. I'm blessed. My family's well. I have got a good savings, and I'm calling it quits at the end of the year. And I'm like, great. How exciting. What are we doing with the building? Nothing. We're just going to, you know, be done. We're going to end our lease, and that was it. I'm like, well, wait a minute. Hold the phone. And then I started asking my 101 questions.
Okay, so he didn't own the building.
No.
He was going to let the lease expire.
Yep.
Wasn't going to renew it.
Nope.
I'm done. I'm going to retire. I want to go play golf.
Does it?
But. The business itself.
I would say, but God, but yeah.
But God. The business itself had value.
It did. So after we took some, and it took us a good 6 months, but we did some research and we did a business evaluation, and we reached out some expert attorneys we work with, and come to find out the business actually had a value of just under $1 million. So we were able to, we had a couple different scenarios with the same situation. This particular one, the employees really wanted to take it over. So we cut them a deal, and they're happy. The family's happy. Everyone's happy, right? And so
I'm happy, the business continued on
and is still serving families. And then another business was the same thing, you know, it was kind of like a more of a home improvement business, but, the same thing happened, you know, and it allowed the next generation to come in and then have the pride of having their own business and a model that worked, and a family brand name that was well known that can now continue on. So you don't know what you don't know, you know, until we start digging into it.
Okay. And again, as you listen to this, this is why I'm appealing to you to consider meeting with Katie Weibel, because there literally are assets around you. There's decisions to be made that can protect your family and save you thousands upon thousands of dollars, or potentially hundreds of thousands or more in the future, that you just may not know about.
And sometimes it's not even about the dollars. It's not about the number. It's about the feeling. The feeling of, I've left this for my children. The feeling of, I did a good job. The feeling of, I'm taking care of the people that are important to me. So it's, you know, the dollars are great, and I can tell you all these great stories, but at the end of the day, it's the peace that we get within from it.
I don't know why I sometimes get mad at these people. No, but I'm sorry.
Oh, boy.
Confessing so much on the air right now. No, but over the years, like, I mean, I've been around a long time doing this, and you'll hear things like, and here's an example, Kingdom Bound. People will go, oh, you know, Kingdom Bound, that sounds so great. Like, I hear you talk about it. And it's like they're in their 38th, 39th year. They're approaching 40. I'm not sure. They're going to be 40 soon, right?
Yep.
And they're like, man, it's been around forever. You know what? One of these days, I'm going to go to Kingdom Bound.
What are you waiting for? No.
I remember thinking, you know, if you were 20, you're now 60. If you were 40 when Kingdom Bound started, you're like 80. You're not going to be around real long. You should probably go this year, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. I only use that as an example to say, how many times have people said, in their own mind probably, I'm going to take care of the financial stuff. I'm going to get a will.
Yep.
And how foolish. It's just so foolish. Like, I can't crawl through this microphone and crawl out the other end of the radio and shake you and say, you got to call, you got to do this. But I'm just imploring
you. Life gets in the way. And think of the devil as the king of distraction.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so woulda, shoulda, coulda. But you have to, like you said earlier, like an action is an action. But yeah, so it's important to get done, and it's important, and things will evolve and life will change, and that's okay. And we'll evolve with it. Right. But it's taking the first step and making that appointment, but also knowing it's a judgment-free zone. I think a lot of times people are afraid. I'm afraid to show you what's under the hood. I'm afraid to admit that I have debt, or I'm afraid to see for you to see how little savings I have, right? Or things like that. Or I'm afraid to show you my net profit on my business. I don't want anyone to see it. So we have to stop being afraid. Like, I've seen it all. Like, really.
Yeah.
Like, and I will never share it. It's 100%. Like, I know you're sharing yours here, but that's your choice. I would never share. Or I would never say Neil's my client otherwise, right? So, but it is a private, confidential, judgment-free zone. And my goal is to help you improve and feel better. And that is the end result, right? But we can't bury our heads in the sand.
I could see you... I could see you at coffee with your friends, and you're saying, like, there's this guy that works in the media. His name rhymes with Beal Noron.
No, I never.
No, I'm kidding. Because here, that's the thing. Katie, what happens in her office remains private and confidential.
And thank you for sharing yours, because that's a big deal. Like, it's a big deal to talk about.
Well, I mean, we were thrilled. We were there a week ago Saturday. It was kind of our financial checkup for the end of the year, and we looked back to where we were at a year ago, and we weren't in horrible shape a year ago, but we've saved we've maxed out what we could save this year, right? Help us understand, what was the other things?
So you
increased in value because the market itself went up.
Yeah, so your performance went significantly up compared to what you've been tracking for the previous years.
Right.
And then...
taxes.
And then you saved on taxes because of the contribution we made were tax deductible.
Mm-hmm.
And then you also increased your overall savings. So on three fronts, you went up. So your net worth went significantly up.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all math.
Elon Musk-like...
Right.
You know, financial picture now. That's kind of how it is. All right.
Careful what you wish for.
Anywhere south of the border, Buffalo, western New York, even Rochester, you want to drive into the Clarence area where her office is. I highly recommend you visit with Katie Weibel. Niagara Falls, you know, come see Katie Weibel. Haven Financial Planning, you will also find her on the advertiser page at WDCXradio.com. You can also find her in studio right now, so call us at 800-684-2848.
I have some exciting news.
Wait, I got one more thing to say.
Oh, go ahead.
But
Sorry.
You can also go direct to her website at havenplanning.ca. Don't cut me off. I'm trying to tell. .com. Yeah, havenplanning.com. Thank you. Zach just corrected me. You got me all flustered. What were
sorry,
you
doing? Sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
I'm going to get to Heidi in a minute. What did you say?
No, it just popped in my mind. I didn't even think about sharing it. I should have shared it with you prior. So we are starting to do taxes in the new year. So we brought on Sterling Tax. So we've been kind of onboarding them for the whole year. And so they are finally up and running. It's just something we announced today, actually. So,
no kidding.
Brain fog, I guess, but
yeah. Okay, big announcement.
Big announcement.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Oh yeah, but yeah, so we can help you with that. They are in our Southtowns office though, but so that's something we've been working on for over a year now, so I'm really excited to be having that for the new year.
Okay, and as far as your office, where like we meet with you,
yep,
it's, you know, a couple hundred yards from what you would remember is the old Bender's Christian Supplies on Sheridan Drive.
Yep.
Bender's has closed officially forever. Mm-hmm. But a couple hundred yards from there, you're on the opposite side of the street and a little bit more to the west. But either way, same area. Now you know what we're talking about. All right. Let me get to Heidi holding patiently here. And Heidi, is this the Heidi who sent me bread for Christmas?
Yes.
Hey, Heidi, unbelievable. You send me delicious bread. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and then it's going to take a year to work it all off until I send you another one next year.
All right. Very good. Very kind of you.
So,
did you have a question or comment? Yeah, go ahead.
Well, my question is, of course, I talked with somebody from Katie's office on Veterans Day because I'm trying to teach myself financial planning, being a veteran and having VA income and part-time income from a job coming in at the same time. And I've gotten some of the things my brother helped put where my percentages of my bills are going. So it's a process. It's a learning process of learning how to budget pro bono on your own. But that's, I mean, that's like, I'm not the type of I don't have a lot of money, but I'm the person that I need a second head.
Yeah, as most are, and we don't do budgets. They're like diets. Like, we just can't follow them through. They're not sustainable. Because I love bread. But anyways, we call them spending plans. So we really focus on what can we spend on what? What can we spend on our living expenses? What can we spend on like guilt-free spending? And how much should we be saving? So it's the buckets.
I think those are where my head is. And then, of course, being in the mental health field, like my priorities on health and living and making sure that is all taken care of. I spend some money on that.
Which is important. It's very important. And thank you for your service, by the way, both military and in mental health. It is extremely important.
Absolutely.
And needed in our society more than ever.
Thank you.
All right. Heidi, thank you.
Yes, I look forward to talking with you.
For many reasons. Okay. Thank you. Good to have you with us. All right. So I want to get to Patrick is next here on NBL. What happened? I hit the wrong button. Patrick, welcome to NBL. How are you?
Good. Yourself?
Good. And I'm looking forward to Christmas and all that. It's kind of fun to have Katie here and just be able to talk about handling money in a way that's pleasing to God and that's beneficial for our families. But do you have a question or a comment?
Two quick comments. So we've dealt with the same guy for our taxes and our write-offs and, you know, everything, you know, under the sun. And we had dealt with we still do deal with them. We've dealt with them for probably 15 or 20 years. But I never got a chance to talk with him. We'd always talk with my wife directly because she handles a lot of that. But I had been listening to DCX, and I had heard you, Katie. And I said to my wife, I said, listen, I want to find out where we're going here financially, you know, how the portfolio is coming along, what we can do differently if we need to. And I said, I was listening to a lovely woman on DCX, Katie Weibel from Haven Financial. I said, and I'd like to get in touch with her. Well, she mentioned it to our guy, and I don't know, probably within a month, he was at the house when I was there. So I got to actually talk with him. I couldn't get her to switch right now, but I couldn't think of anybody else to go to until I heard you. So we do have a backup, and if he doesn't toe the line, we'll be meeting at some point.
Well, thank you.
I just wanted to mention that to you. Yeah. I mean, your presentation is excellent. I listened to everything you said, and I thought, you know what? This gal's got it together. I thought this might just be something, but it's true. And I thought it might be something that we'd be interested in. So that's, unfortunately, I couldn't get her to switch right now. But
well, I appreciate that, and thank you.
Absolutely, and I've got somebody else I can always say, we're going to go. We're gonna the
and I'll tell you. Yeah, I get a lot of people that come to me where either one spouse does more of the finance than the other, and or they're already working with another broker or another planner. And that's okay. Like, it's okay to be a self-advocate and to get a second opinion. And there are times where I will say, you know what, you are good where you are. Like, if you are good where you are, I'm going to tell you that. So I'm never in the business of just, there is enough business to go around for everyone. I am not in the business of disparaging others. So it's all about, is it suiting, you know, your needs and your goals for you and your family that God set out for you? So you know, if she's ever open to it, you know, a second opinion wouldn't hurt.
See, and that's true service. I'm in sales. Yeah. That's true service. Yeah. And that's what you don't get anymore or that often. But like I said, you know, you at least gave me another option should I need to move it. And if that comes to it, I will. And he's a good guy. Mm-hmm. You know, I've met him twice probably over the last 20 years. But I wanted to be a little bit, at this point, I want to be a little bit more active with
100%
our
need to be.
Planning.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. and Neil, this next comment's for you, brother.
Okay.
So I'm driving along, and there's, of course, you know, there's you know, other stations and so forth, but they don't do half of what you guys do.
Wait, what?
And I'm thinking about it.
Other stations? Okay, go ahead.
Well, you know, it must have been a thought I had in a dream. You're right. You're it. You're the only one.
Okay.
But here's the thing that I see with DCX that I don't see with anybody else. Number one, you have great pastors on delivering messages and sermons, and I listen to a number of them, he'd say, and I promise you I will reach out to them and let them know that I've heard them on DCX and, you know, tell them how much I appreciate them. And I do. But the other neat thing about it is, you know, we've got the music time in the afternoon, and that's wonderful too. But you guys have a lot of sponsors, and we actually have used a couple of them. My daughter started using Esther Goulias because
she's
of you
great.
Guys. And I'm waiting to get a call back from is it Dan at Greenleaf? Is that his first name? Dan?
Yeah, Greenleaf Landscape Services in and they like East Amherst, Clarence, Lancaster area.
So I called him up because I heard him on your station, and I heard him on Saturday morning, with Zach.
Mm-hmm.
So he came over. So he took a look at what I wanted to do. I'm just waiting to hear back from him on that. But, you know, we're out here, and we're not listening. And I got to tell you, I really do appreciate the board of sponsors that you have. They're really top-notch quality people, and I just wanted to pass it on to you. So, Katie, you're advertising with the right group.
Thank you.
Sure.
What an amazing call.
Right?
Okay, now wait a minute. Before you go, Patrick, let me just say, first of all, how powerful it is that you're saying that. How special, because it proves that people are listening and they are paying attention and are stepping up to the plate and supporting our advertising partners. Now, I've also been told over many years in radio, well, you guys play all those commercials. You know, I listen to a station that doesn't have any commercials at all. Well, that's because they're licensed by the FCC as commercial-free. So they ask for money from supporters. So it's almost like National Public Radio or any non-commercial station. They do the fundraising things and share-a-thons and radio-a-thons and all this other stuff. And I used to really wish we could be non-commercial. But let me on the other hand, we've had an opportunity to get to know people like Katie and the so many ministry and advertising partners we've worked with over the years that make all of this possible. And really, the way that we're funded, since we're licensed non-commercial, we can't take an offering.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a Christian bookstore. The only way a Christian bookstore could stay open is to sell books. We need to sell airtime, and that's the only way that we can stay afloat. But people like Katie come along, and they invest in the ministry of WDCX. And I believe they get a share in the preaching of the gospel. They get a share in lives that are transformed. And it's all part of the blessing Katie's going to receive when she gets to heaven and other partners like the others as well. But the point is they share in that. And for the listener, we don't have to ask the listener for anything. We only say, look it, hey, if you need your driveway plowed or you want landscape services in the spring and you live in, you know, East Amherst, Clarence, or Lancaster, call Greenleaf Landscape Services. If you need your financial household put in order, call Katie Weibel on the U.S. side or Caesar Lauper north of the border. So I'm done with the commercial, but Patrick, you get it. Like, you actually get it. And that almost brings tears to my eyes because sometimes I wonder, is anyone else paying attention? What?
And there's another side to that.
What's that?
So the side as like myself, right? I get people who call me and I get to work with like-minded people. It is so important to me. I feel like God puts people in front of me that he wants me to help. And this is how I'm reaching them. So it's allowing me to fulfill my service and what I feel that I'm called to do. People that I've gotten to meet and the ministries that I've gotten to get to know and the testimonies I've gotten to hear, like it goes, it's like a spider web that just goes in every direction. So I think it's absolutely wonderful.
And the other thing too, Neil, is that what you're doing as a Christian organization, I don't look at you as a commercial business. I always look at you as a ministry. And what you're also doing is you're providing a service, a really, really badly needed service out here to others, but to the Christian community, so that we can go to people like Katie and Dan and Esther and Village Bake Shop and Natural Link, because I love those two places too. But you can go, we can go to those places and we can totally expect that what we're going to receive is good service with a lot of integrity with, as Katie just said, like-minded people. And it really takes a lot of the sting and the worry out of it, or the concern out of doing it. You feel confident that you're with the people who are led by God to lead us to doing the right things and to prosper us correctly. I mean, it's a win-win, and nobody else is doing that. And that's what WDCX has that nobody else has. So I just thought I'd pass it on.
Anyway, it's amazing. And Patrick, to think, you know, that for any listener, we never say you got to send us money, but you know, these folks, these faithful partners, like all the ones you mentioned and all of our advertising partners, have essentially paid for your coffee at Tim Hortons. All you got to do is drive up to the window and receive it. And all we say is pay it forward. Just support these folks.
Pay it forward.
You know, support these folks. And so,
And I'm going to hold it to your promise that you'll take me on a station tour. I'll call you back in the spring on that, and I'm going to bring a nice sandwich platter from Natural Link and maybe some chips and soda. But I'm going to bring you these cookies from Village Bake Shop. Dude, they're ricotta cookies. I thought they were going to be just I'm serious. They're so good. Every time I go up there, I get a box of them.
Anything with ricotta is good.
Katie, I'm telling you, these they're just little white cookies. And
okay.
You think, oh, these are going to kind of be dry and drab, and they're not. They're creamy and delicious.
Oh.
They're phenomenal.
You guys are making me hungry today.
Patrick, greatest call in a really long time. Absolutely love it. All right, you're in for the station tour, bro.
We gotta hold each other up in Christ. You know what I mean?
Hallelujah.
All right,
down with that.
Later.
Thank you. God bless. All right. Real quick, I wanted to ask you this question before, Katie, but
most good stuff today.
Most common mistakes, because there's people listening right now, like, oh, I think I'm doing pretty good. But what do you see as most common mistakes that people make that really need to be addressed? You don't want this one to fly by, so pay attention.
So two very, very common ones that are most costly.
Okay.
Not looking at your spending, not looking at your statements, not looking at what money's coming out every month to where, like what subscriptions do you have, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we really like the app Rocket Money. It's free. At least it lets you to monitor it, right?
Right.
Because most people miss a lot. When I say a lot, like $300 a month is the average. So that's number one. Number two is taking high interest rate debt and consolidating it with a consolidation company or a personal loan. Those usually aren't going to save you money in the end. And if you don't have a really good plan and an accountability partner, you almost always end up racking those credit cards back up. And now you have a credit card and a consolidation loan. And that's where people get in the most trouble.
All right. Well, Katie can help you with all of that. And north of the border, Caesar Lauper is our trusted financial professional in southern Ontario.
Sterling Tax got absorbed. They merged with our Orchard Park office. So we have three CPAs there, all Christians. Wonderful, wonderful women to work with. Very, very excited to be able to offer. We're just doing basics right now. So we can't offer that tax planning service if someone needs it. So for a lot of our clients, it makes it easier to have everything in one shop.
Very cool. All right, couple things. I want to give you an opportunity to invite people to give you a call.
Yep.
It's so worth going to see Katie. And it may cost you nothing because you may get there and in the course of conversation decide she really can't help you, which is nearly impossible because she can help anybody with anything. But the point is there's no pressure. It's going and there's no judgment. It's a judgment-free zone. So in a minute, I'm going to give you a chance to invite people. But right now, somebody's on their way to the Walden Gallery Mall.
Oh boy.
And they got a pocket full of money and a credit card or two.
Yes.
And they're thinking about maybe just going off the rails and spending a ton of money. Help us understand how to keep all of this in perspective at Christmas time.
So we have to remember, of course, the true meaning of Christmas, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's hard in our retail environment world where it's immediacy. I want everything. I want it now. And everything's, you know, buy, 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 buy. It's the crazy, you know, rat race. But, and we went through this with our family too, like always trying to keep things even. And I kind of had a breaking point a few years ago. And I'm like, what am I doing? And I was, you know, always reading like I do because I'm a nerd, like you said. So I saw this thing and I absolutely loved it. And we've done it ever since. And of course, I'm a mom, so homemade gifts are the best. But it's, you know, get them something they want, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. But get something they need, get something they read, and get something they wear. And that is kind of the rule of thumb we have gone with ever since. And it keeps our budget, you know, pretty in check for the holidays. And think of it too, just the price of everything is almost doubled is what it feels like, right? When we go to the grocery store, when we're buying clothes, like it's just getting astronomical. So you really have to think about what you are getting as gifts. It should have the meaning behind it more than the price. So if I got all like four people here something and let's say one was $10, one was $20, one was $5, it doesn't matter what we spend. We have to take the number value off of it and it has to be what it means, right? So Neil loves ice cream. So maybe I make him a basket of Sunday toppings, right? Maybe that's more important to you than a, you know, a $50 gift card somewhere, right? So it's about the meaning of it and not about the value. We have to take the dollar value off gifts because that's not what they're meant for.
All right. So read, you know, I love reading good books, particularly about the Bible. So any book about the Bible, in case you want to get me something.
Sure.
Katie.
I'm on it.
I want a new phone charger.
Okay.
I would wear a sweater and I need a Lamborghini. So
oh, you need a Lamborghini. I think we have to have a meeting about needs and wants. You know,
but you got the list. You're good to go.
All right. I got it.
Anyway, it's so fun having you in studio and you're welcome anytime.
Thank you.
But from my heart, let me just say she's so worth sitting down with. Mary and I have revolutionized our financial legacy by getting real help from Katie, and she has spared us so much heartache, so much trouble. It's unreal. And you can sit down with her and it won't cost you a penny because they have, first of all, the discovery call, secondarily the
strategy session. Yeah.
Strategy session. Say that
five times.
We
normally charge $300 for. So when you come from WDCX, we don't charge you for that session.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. So any WDCX listener sits down with Katie for a full hour.
Yep.
And you're gonna provide them with a report at the end that says, here's things I think you need to work on.
Mm-hmm.
And if you choose to let Katie be the one to help work with you on those things, you're golden. And if not, you're still golden.
Yeah.
There's no strings attached.
No strings attached, completely transparent, and you know exactly what it'll look like.
All right. Well, that's exactly why. So you want to invite our listeners to give you a call?
Sure. So give us a call at 716-458-1900, or you can go to havenplanning.com. There's a big pink button you can click that says schedule my discovery call, or you can call the girls at the office and they will get you on the schedule. I will say early in the year, the better. As we approach tax season, we actually get busier and busier and busier throughout the year. So if it's something you're thinking about, should I do this year? What should I tackle? Try to get it in an appointment as soon as possible, because we do get busier as the time goes on.
All right. Katie's number again, 716-458-1900, or go to havenplanning.com. And all of that information is available on our advertiser page at wdcxradio.com if you forget any of it. Anyway, Katie, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
How fun.
It's always a blessing to be here.
Amen.